ready for a total sensory escape. Today we're diving deep into spring scents. You know, that feeling of stepping into a garden just bursting with blooms. That's the vibe we're going for.
Spring, new beginnings, fresh starts.
Yeah.
And yes, incredible smells.
Exactly. And, you know, you asked for a deep dive into this. So we've got this awesome guide from Candlecopia. It's called Spring Awakenings, 24 Natural Aromas. It goes way beyond just basic florals.
It really does. Most people, you know, just think flowers when they think of spring smells.
Mm-hmm.
But this guide breaks it down in fascinating ways.
Okay, so let's unpack this. The guide starts with the classic spring scents, like jasmine and lilac. But then it gets really interesting with stuff like tulips. Do tulips even have a scent?
They do. It's subtle, so a lot of people don't even notice it. But it definitely adds to that overall springtime feeling. It's like a secret layer of spring.
Totally.
Yeah.
And the guide doesn't stop there. It explores all these unexpected scents that evoke spring, herbs, citrus, even green and aquatic notes. It's not just about pretty smells. It's about capturing the essence of the season.
What's fascinating is how these scents tap into our memories and emotions. Like fresh-cut grass might not seem like a typical perfume scent, but for many, it instantly brings back childhood springs, playing outside, that feeling of new beginnings.
It's like our brains have these built-in scent libraries, and certain smells just unlock specific memories.
Exactly. And the guide breaks down these different categories of scents so well. For instance, under herb garden, they highlight basil and rosemary.
I love that I'm already picturing like a windowsill herb garden, all lush and green. It's funny, I actually read somewhere that rosemary can improve memory and focus.
Yeah.
Fits perfectly with that whole spring is for new beginnings theme, right?
Absolutely. That's what I find so intriguing about this guide. It's not just listing scents, it's connecting them to these broader ideas and even scientific research.
Okay, here's another category that caught my eye. Zesty Awakening with lemongrass and lime. It's all about energy and shaking off those winter blues.
And there's a physiological reason for that. Studies have shown that citrus scents, especially lemon and lime, can actually boost serotonin levels in the brain, which is a key mood-regulating neurotransmitter. So it's not just a perceived energy boost. There's a real chemical reaction happening.
Wow. So it's not just about a fresh scent. It's like a built-in mood lift.
I love that.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. The guide also mentions bamboo and lotus as spring scents. I never would have thought of those.
Right. They're not your typical springtime suspects, but think about it. Bamboo, with its rapid growth, embodies that feeling of renewal. And the lotus emerging from muddy water symbolizes purity and rebirth. They both perfectly capture the essence of spring.
It's true. It's all about symbolism and how these scents connect to our deeper understanding of the season. So we've got the classics, the unexpected, and even some deeper symbolic scents. This guide is really making me think about the power of scent in a whole new way.
It is, isn't it? And this is where the science of how scent affects the brain gets really fascinating.
Okay, I'm all ears. Walk me through it. How does a simple smell trigger such powerful feelings and memories?
Well, think of it this way. When you smell something, those tiny little scent molecules travel up your nose, mm-hmm. and they hit this area called the olfactory bulb, and it's directly connected to the limbic system, the part of your brain that handles emotions and memories.
So it's like those scent molecules are like little keys unlocking these specific memory vaults in my brain.
That's a great analogy. And that's why scents can evoke such powerful feelings and memories. It bypasses all the logical parts of your brain and goes straight for the emotional center. Especially those scents we experience in childhood, they form really strong, lasting associations.
Okay, so that explains why like fresh-cut grass sends me right back to summer afternoons in my grandma's backyard.
Mm.
But what about the seasonal connection? Why do certain smells instantly scream spring, even if I haven't smelled them in years?
It's like your brain creates this scent library based on all your experiences. So because you encounter certain scents during specific seasons, like blooming flowers in spring or pine needles at Christmas, those scents become linked to that time of year in your mind.
So it's not just the scent itself. It's the whole context, the memories, the feelings that come along with it. Fascinating.
Exactly. And when you encounter that scent again, even years later, it can transport you back to that time and evoke all those associated feelings and memories.
So it's like a time machine powered by smell.
Well.
Okay. But let's get practical for a second. The Candlecopia guide suggests using diffusers, candles, and incense to bring these spring scents into your home. Any thoughts on that? Are there other ways to incorporate them?
You're thinking like a true deep diver? Yes, those are great options. But for folks who prefer a more natural approach, bringing actual plants into your home or garden is fantastic. Think herbs like that basil and rosemary we discussed, or even a small citrus tree. If you've got the space and the right climate,
I love that not only do you get the scent, but you get the visual beauty of the plants themselves. It's like having a little piece of spring indoors.
Absolutely. And don't forget cut flowers. A simple bouquet of lilacs or tulips can transform a room, both visually and aromatically. And remember, scent is super personal. What evokes spring for one person might be totally different for someone else.
So it's all about finding what resonates with you.
Right, exactly. It could be the scent of a specific blooming tree in your neighborhood, a childhood memory tied to a certain flower, or even the smell of freshly tilled soil in a garden. The possibilities are endless.
This is making me want to go on a springtime scent scavenger hunt. Before we get too carried away, though, the guide does mention something important about safety, especially when it comes to pets and people with sensitivities. What are some key things to keep in mind?
That's crucial. While most natural scents are generally safe, you've got to be mindful. Some essential oils, like tea tree and peppermint, can be toxic to pets if they ingest them or come in contact with concentrated forms. Always do your research and choose pet-safe products if you've got furry friends at home.
And what about people with allergies or sensitivities?
Another important point, some folks are extra sensitive to strong scents and can experience headaches, breathing issues, or even allergic reactions. If you're sensitive, start with diluted forms, like a few drops of essential oil in a diffuser, and see how you react. And of course, avoid any scents, you're allergic to.
So it's all about being aware, doing your homework, and choosing scents that are safe and enjoyable for everyone.
Exactly. Now that we've explored this world of spring scents, what's standing out to you? What scents are calling your name?
That's a great question. For me, it's that combo of citrus and herbs that's really speaking to me right now.
Interesting. I think that speaks to both the energizing and grounding aspects of spring renewal and fresh starts, but also a connection to nature and the earth.
I can practically picture it now. A sunny windowsill with pots of basil and rosemary, maybe a vase of fresh lilacs nearby, and a diffuser gently misting that grapefruit and lemongrass blend.
Sounds like the perfect springtime sanctuary.
Right. It's amazing how powerful scent can be, transforming a space, creating a mood. I feel like I've learned so much from this deep dive, not just about like the specific scents, but about how scent actually works on our brains, how deeply it's connected to our emotions and memories.
It really highlights how much our senses shape our experiences and how we can use them intentionally to boost our well-being.
That's what I love about these deep dives with you. It's not just about information, it's about understanding the deeper meaning and figuring out how we can actually apply it to our lives.
I'm so glad to hear that. Hopefully, this deep dive has inspired you to explore your own personal scent library and discover those aromas that really shout springtime to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And for our listeners, we want to hear from you. What spring scent are you drawn to? Maybe it's one we've talked about today, or maybe it's something completely unique to your own experiences. Share your thoughts with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll do a whole deep dive on it next time.
That's a great idea. We're always excited to explore new avenues of sensory delight.
Until then, happy spring, everyone. May your days be filled with sunshine, fresh air, and the intoxicating scents of new beginnings.